Morning Watch, chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, the kernel of the Bible, week 1. The line of life and the line of death in chapters 5 through 8 of Romans. Friday, related verses. Romans 5:18. So then, as it was through one offense unto condemnation to all men, so also it was through one righteous act unto justification of life to all men. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Him who did not know sin, he made sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Romans 8:28-29. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Ephesians 5:27. That he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 6:17-18. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the word of God. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Related reading. God's organic salvation is fully revealed in the book of Romans. To carry out God's organic salvation, there is the need of two divine transfers and one spiritual union. The first transfer is out of Adam into Christ and is factual and positional. The second transfer is out of the flesh into the Spirit of life and is practical and experiential. The flesh is the practical, experiential Adam. We are transferred out of the flesh into the Spirit, who is the practical and experiential Christ. The way to carry out our union with the Spirit is to set our mind not on the flesh, but on the mingled Spirit, unto life and peace, and to learn to walk and to have our being not according to the flesh, but according to the mingled Spirit. The results of setting our mind on the mingled Spirit and walking according to the mingled Spirit is our reigning in life, with grace over all things unto eternal life. In Adam, we inherited the nature of Satan as sin, constituting us sinners in essence and element. We also inherited death, which on the one hand made us passive, weak, and impotent with respect to the things of God, and on the other hand, reigned first in our spirit, then through our soul, and eventually over our body. Furthermore, in sin and death, we became subject to condemnation of the righteous law of God. As believers, we have been baptized into Christ and also into his death, a death that took us out of Adam. In addition, we were regenerated at the time of Christ's resurrection. And in that rebirth, through his resurrection, we were transferred into Christ. God has made Christ righteous to us. Because of this, God considers us as righteous as Christ. In Christ, we also have been given God as our life. What a wonder that God the Father and we have the same life. When we call God Father, we are expressing our organic relationship with him in life. According to Romans 5:18, justification is unto life. The goal of being justified is to have life and to reign in life. We are saved in life to the extent that the life that saves us enthrones us as kings. Through righteousness and under grace, we reign in life over everything. What a glory to the Lord and what a shame to the enemy that people such as we can reign in life. The Spirit today is Christ in application. Christ coming to us for our experience. Practically speaking, only when we are in the Spirit are we in the reality of the divine transfer. Our daily living depends almost entirely on where we are. Where are you? Was the first question that God addressed to the human race, and today he is still asking. Paul's desire was to be found in Christ as a realm. Our need is not to behave in a certain way, but to be found in Christ by being found in the Spirit through our union with the Spirit. Our spirit deep within is one with the consummated spirit of the process and consummated triune God, the all-inclusive spirit who includes the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, is in us and is mingled with our spirit. Our spirit is joined to the Lord as one spirit, and his spirit witnesses together with our spirit that we are children of God, that we may live together, exist together, work together, and speak together as one spirit. To be one spirit with the Lord is to be in the reality of the divine transfer.